morning brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
But continuing a series of programs we started last Friday morning on the PEO, and we'll redefine that term for you again in just a moment. I get the opportunity to talk with Sally Keeler this morning. And Sally, I believe your official title is reporter. Do I have that right?
I'm a reporter today.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in today. And we'll take your report conversationally as opposed to reading a news story. But the important part is PEO is an organization. It's a philanthropic organization focusing on women, right?
Right. It's an organization that also stresses service in all ways to the community.
Okay.
And community organizations by support and helping in leadership. Leadership is not about a title or a designation. It is about impact and influence and inspiration, to quote one of our international presidents. Our chapters stand together to make a difference, and each person in the chapter has talents that we offer, and we make up a whole working toward a goal.
And those goals can be national goals or international goals, or I assume the local organization can set some local goals for as well.
Right. And our PEO is roughly made up of individual chapters across the United States and Canada. About 50 there's 50 states in United States, and we have almost 6,000 chapters. We are continually growing as new ones are being made, and they are announced in our monthly magazine, The Record. Roughly 240,031 members as of the year, 1 year ago in January of 2018.
And we'll get new numbers, I'm sure, but it'll be March or April before those are published.
Correct.
So. The local chapter, I think we covered this last week, but how long has the local chapter been around? Do you remember?
30 years.
I'm not a member and you are, so I thought I'd make sure.
January 21st will be when we celebrate, and we keep in communication with all our members, whether they attend regularly or whether they're on vacation, we call them.
Okay.
Or send them notes.
That's great. And you were telling me about the organization nationally. It's again, I know you do a lot of good things, but focusing on increasing women's potential.
Yes, we have educational opportunities that seem to fit all walks of where women are today. And let's look at the founding date of 1869, which brings us to 150 years this year. So there's big celebrations going on in Enid. After the Civil War, there was Reconstruction, Industrial Revolution, Western expansion, and the beginnings of fraternity and sorority systems, and early education of women. There were seven women that had a vision. They were in college at the time, which a majority of the girls were not. They were to follow other avenues. They met and started PEO to promote friendship, and it has grown into a full-blown women's organization dedicating to the education of women and their support. Without get too boring here, these ladies were between the ages of 16 and 20. They were all from the Midwest. Their fathers were businessmen, three, two physicians, and two ministers. They were all seeking higher in education, and their talents were very different. And they were friends. One was an artist, one was a feminist, one was a music major. We would classify them as leaders today.
That was what I was going to ask, because first of all, just looking at their families, the pattern of leadership was set for them, and they picked up that pattern.
Right. And just think, from seven, we're over 200 and some thousand members today.
And from that that group of college women, I think in Southeast Iowa, as I recall.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we grow out of the center of the country, and we're close enough to the center that it's easy for us to share those roots.
And even in Canada.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just amazing what their legacy is for strong women. We come from all ages, We come from all educational backgrounds. And each chapter, I mean, we have a senator from ours to the state.
Right.
And teachers. And, I mean, it just goes on and on. It's just amazing of what they have done and what their plans are for the future.
And I'm sure part of what you do publicly is to help recognize those accomplishments of those strong women.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. We'll talk about your educational involvement here in just a little bit, but I'm still interested in the national as far as how things are going. And again, we mentioned Bess Truman and some other nationally known women that were all PEOs.
Right.
Yeah.
And I forwarded that article on to our president and to our chair of the vice of the 150-year celebration so that they would know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very grateful to get it.
I just was doing a little bit of research and found...
I thank you for that.
the group locally, you meet on a regular basis, and I think that 100th anniversary celebration or 150th anniversary celebration is going to be a big part of what's going on and what we're talking about this morning.
It is. There is a billboard on Silver Lake, and it's just south of Adams, declaring that PEO is 150 years old.
Okay.
We are celebrating and announcing this through all 50 states. And in the community center here in Bartlesville, there will be a large display of PEO 150 years with photos from Bartlesville chapters through the years. The planning is going on now, and we're excited to share this with Bartlesville. It'll be the whole month of April. It's free,
okay.
And it's up there in the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very proud to share this with Bartlesville and visitors that come to town, share their stories, and share our project recipients, too. Please stop by.
Sounds like we'll try to reissue that invitation when it gets a little bit closer to the event. But mark your calendars now for sometime in the month of April when you're maybe already going to, a symphony concert, choral society. Take a moment or so, stop by the Lion Gallery and see what's going on there.
Right. And you may only have 15 minutes, but 15 minutes is better than nothing.
You will learn a lot, I can almost
guarantee it.
We're talking with Sally Keller this morning on a Community Connected. Keeler, I apologize. We will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Again, spending a little bit of time this morning with Sally Keeler. She is in from the PEO organization, and I know last week we spent a little bit of time just defining what PEO stands for, and I know it's a philanthropic organization, but I don't remember what the E and the O actually stand for. So,
philanthropic education organization.
Okay, makes sense. I just hadn't stopped and thought about it. We were talking about how really large the organization is, both locally, but on the state and on the national level, spilling into Canada. And I'm sure the Canadians and the U.S. citizens have carried it abroad as we took our work career there, too.
Right. Well, one of the things that they experienced in the beginning was how to communicate. Well, in 1869... they did it by the United States Postal System.
Sure.
So that was a big problem. In those days, that was all we had. As we grew more and more, letters were required. The PEO magazine was started. It was about 6.5 by 10 in that range.
Mm-hmm.
And the changes, what we wrote in there were the new chapters, the growth, the changes in procedure, meetings, the magazine grew, and of course it's changed during the years.
Sure.
Convention news, projects, scholarships, opportunities and awards, state president profiles, and now we have new stuff. Cell phones, internet opportunity, keeping members aware of projects and activities in their own area, their own state, as well as national. We've had technologies that have cut our expenses.
Sure, and if you can send it out by email, that just saved that fourth right. even fourth class postage, on
efficiency. Well, except when the computers and stuff are down, and the executive offers and procedures. We're even on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Then is it LinkedIn?
LinkedIn.
Okay.
Yeah.
We try and expand our vision and invest in our future as we can reach new heights to be of service as society changes.
And I think that is a key part of what you have done, as well as just service to the communities that you live in, that you serve. So it works out.
We try.
We talked a little bit about scholarships last week, and I know that it is a big part of what you do. And I believe you have some local scholarship opportunities for this year's high school juniors, right?
Yes, we do. That one is called our Star Scholarship. This particular educational award is our latest of 209, so it's 10 years old. It is to provide scholarships for exceptional high school seniors to attend post-secondary educational institutions in the United States or Canada for the next academic year after they graduate. So they can apply now in their junior year, and they would be notified before the completion of their senior year, and then that monies would be used in the fall. All of these scholarships come from the support of local chapters across the United States and Canada. So at 6,000 chapters, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, and I think this is like a $2,500 scholarship of them.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't pay all the bills, but $2,500 buys books and does a lot of other support for that student. So
that's, right, that's it's coming a long way since we were in school.
Yeah, you think? is that scholarship a local award awarded by the local chapter, or does that have to go up channel?
It goes up channels, okay. And then is awarded by the state.
Okay. So
right. As all of them are, but that does not exclude Washington County.
Right.
And we do have our current, my current chapter is sponsoring a young lady from Bartlesville.
Right.
A graduate of Bartlesville High School, and she was very involved in high school in ballet, and which is outside of school, but also organizations in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She's pursuing a four-year nursing degree. She has received her first scholarship and then will apply for her second. We support her through finals and throughout the year with encouraging cards, study helps, and any requests she has or questions that we can either motivate her to the proper person, or we can help her with our wise, mature comments.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus this year with the 150th anniversary is to focus on future women in education, to support the international peace projects, and to motivate more women in decades to come.
You know, I think that's nice, and I think if I had an organization like that behind me when I was, a college freshman, that, maybe just once a month, somebody, dropped a card in the mail to me, or in today's terminology, sent an email to me, thinking of you, hope everything is going well at school, if there's a question, please call, or something like that. It may not have done a lot, but over the course of the school year, you realize that, yes, there were people out there, besides mom and dad, that cared what
right.
was going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And we try to reach as many as we can. And Bartlesville is a good place to live because of word of mouth, it goes around. And our members just from our chapter are in many organizations in Bartlesville. So, your grandchildren or your nieces and nephews, whatever, your next door neighbor, chit-chat helps to spread the word.
Yeah. As far as this year's college or high school juniors, is the application materials available at like the school office, or do they have to go through PEO?
They would have to go through PEO members.
Okay.
But as I say, we're kind of peppered all the way through our society here in Bartlesville, and in Nowata and little small towns, we're there.
Right. And I think that's important that we extend that out. We're talking, you and I are talking specifically Bartlesville, but I'm trying to apply this on out. If there's people in Nowata, then there's probably a group in Nowata that could support that individual, too.
Or a member from chapters. And there's five chapters here in Bartlesville.
Oh, okay, great. So, well, just those five chapters would populate a lot of area for you.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. That's right. Okay. Some of the other things that you do, and we can go on up and down the list, but I think the local STAR scholarship certainly says a lot. How did you manage to get involved with PEO? Did somebody just walk up to you and say, I got a great organization you need to know something about?
I first joined in Tulsa, and I knew about the educational and the supporting of the young people. Mm-hmm. And PEO has an interesting thing. So I joined in Tulsa, but I moved to Enid. I could take my membership with me and join a chapter there. And now I'm here in Bartlesville. This is a wonderful way to greet new people, meet new people. And when we move, we are taking our knowledge and our wanting to help women, mm-hmm. those opportunities with us to continue our service to PEO and to serve our communities. And the legacy of PEO is out there, and when you have the time to go to the meetings and to do that, it is so fulfilling.
Well, it makes sense that it would be, because you're there, first of all, for a common goal, and mm-hmm. you're talking with people, maybe not same, but similar background, similar educational experience, and trying to get that philanthropic outreach out there for somebody else.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it's a friendship / sisterhood mm-hmm. type thing. Not maybe as close at times like sororities. I mean, you can only join those when you're first in college.
Right.
And you carry a lot of those friendships throughout.
Mm-hmm.
You can join PEO and have that sisterhood and friendship and carry that also throughout. It's just a wonderful supporting group for members as well as outreach.
You mentioned Enid. Is that where the statewide celebration will be of the 150 years?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but Enid has a chapter, okay. And our current state president is from Enid.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, well, I want to make sure that I tried to make all the connections that I could on that one. But again, the Lang Gallery will be kind of headquarters for you during the month of October for
April.
Or April.
Sorry.
April for people to see the display and find out more about PEO.
And I'm not going to to give you ideas what's going to be there, so it'll be a surprise when you get there.
We've got more time to talk about that between now and then.
That's right.
We'll have PEO back in again, I think, real soon.
I hope.
Yeah, so we'll continue this conversation. But if people would like to find out more about the organization, is there a phone number or an email or website?
I'm sure that they'll know a member.
Okay, I'll bet they probably will.
You
mentioned one or two that people could connect the dots. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning and for giving us an update on PEO. I know there is more to the story. But
there is. But if you're having more interviews, there is going to be some articles in the yellow sheet of news.
Yep.
And there'll be three of them.
Okay.
Because you can't cover 150 years.
You can't.
In a paragraph.
No, or even in this case, 20 minutes. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, and that is a Community Connection talking about PEO this morning on K1.
Final days of her term. The rules mostly require security controls by growers and dispensers.